This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 11th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Progressive takes on Valadao. Gallagher joins Congress. Insurance commissioner race narrows. California's carrot puzzle. And Newhouse pushes ag labor legislation. Progressive Democrat Randy Vigayas has secured a spot on the November runoff against Republican Representative David Valadao of Bakersfield, edging out Assemblymember Jasmine Baines in one of California's most closely watched House primaries. Vigayas, a college professor and Visalia School Board member, overcome Baines' support from state and national Democratic leaders, including the Democratic Congress Campaign Committee. His win marks a victory for progressives who argued he would better mobilize voters in the Central Valley District. Valadao led the primary field, but Democrats are targeting the seat as one of their top opportunities to help flip control of the House. The district became more favorable to Democrats under California's newly redrawn congressional map. Baines, a fiscal and moderate Democrat from Delano, had framed herself as a stronger general election candidate in a district where Valadao has repeatedly survived tough Democratic challenges. Republican James Gallagher of Yuba City was sworn into Congress today, giving California's North State a voting representative in the House for the first time since the death of Representative Doug LaMalfa in January. Previously, the Assembly Republican leader, Gallagher, won the June 2nd special election for California's first congressional district outright, clearing the majority threshold needed to avoid an August runoff. He will serve the remainder of LaMalfa's term and head into the November election as an incumbent. Gallagher resigned from the state assembly ahead of the swearing-in, ending more than a decade in the legislature. In Sacramento, he represented a heavily agriculture district and was a frequent critic of Democratic water, climate, and regulatory policies. His move to Congress gives Republicans another vote in the narrowly divided House. The seat became vacant after LaMalfa, a longtime ally of agriculture, died earlier this year. Gallagher has described LaMalfa as a mentor and campaigned on continuing his work on water storage, forest management, rural infrastructure, and regulatory relief. Gallagher expected to face Democrat Mike McGuire, the former state Senate leader, in November for a full term. Democrats Jane Kim and Ben Allen are poised to face off in November for California Insurance Commissioner, setting up a race centered on the state's worsening property insurance crisis. Kim, a former San Francisco supervisor, led the primary with 27% of the vote. Allen, a termed-out state senator from Santa Monica, followed with 19%. Republican Stacey Korsgaden trailed in third at 16%. The next commissioner will oversee the nation's largest property insurance market as homeowners face rising premiums, wildfire-driven coverage gaps, and pressure in the FAIR plan. California dominates the nation's fresh carrot production, but UC Davis agriculture economist Daniel Sumner says the state's position is facing a less obvious challenge, rising imports from Canada and Mexico. Sumner told the State Board of Food and Agriculture recently, California still produces around 90% of the nation's fresh market carrots, largely in Kern and Imperial counties. But he said the U.S. has shifted from being a net exporter of fresh carrots about two decades ago to importing about one-third of the carrots consumed domestically. Sumner called the trend puzzling since carrots are not especially water or labor intensive compared to many crops grown near them. That should give California growers advantages as the state's farm sector looks for crops that can withstand Sigma labor costs and market pressure. He said imports are coming from Mexico and Canada, with some processors operating on both sides of the border. Freight may be one factor, he said, because carrots grown in eastern Canada can be shipped more cheaply to the East Coast customers than California carrots. Still, he suggested the broader issue may be, quote, the challenges of doing business in California. Longtime ag labor reform champion Representative Dan Newhouse of Washington says the rationalization members of Congress have used to steer clear of ag labor reform because of an open border isn't valid now because border security is dramatically improved. Speaking at the International Fresh Produce Association Washington conference, he called on ag labor advocates to tell their members of Congress that, quote, urgency was yesterday to fix the decades-long issue. People are very afraid of the word amnesty, and this bill is not amnesty. The last bill was not amnesty, Newhouse said, referencing House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson's newly unveiled ag labor bill. Use that to help reassure folks that they're not going to get their heads cut off politically because they support something that helps their farmers. Members of the National Milk Producers Federation advocated for an expansion of the H-2A farm labor bill on Capitol Hill yesterday. Their fly-in comes as a labor bill is in early drafts and expected to be introduced in the House this month. The draft that was released would expand temporary work status to 350 days, which would allow for dairy operations to hire workers virtually year-round. Generally, the bill that is on the table, or the paragraph that we see, is like a good stepping stone, not a final destination, Rachel Ravencroft, director of NMPF's communication team, said yesterday. I think it's a workable solution, but there is still more that will probably need to be done, but it just depends on what gets hashed out. Producer Brandon Smith said he thinks the additional H-2A labor in the dairy industry would help in finding employees. There's just not a pool. Like, people don't come looking for work anymore. There used to be a pool where you would turn people away, said. The Federation members expressed their support for renewal of the trade pact among the U.S., Mexico, and Canada and for Farm Bill passage. They also are pushing Congress to pass the Dairy Pride Act, which would allow only dairy products to be labeled with dairy names like milk, yogurt, and cheese. Here's today's final word. Oh, no, no, no. I have to correct you there. Very much number two. That California Senator Adam Schiff telling Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins that Michigan is definitely not the top specialty crop state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 11th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.